This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy to be with you. Trying to get rested up, caught up. We are constantly behind in this fight for survival. Facebook doesn't help. They are censoring my materials. I can't get anything out. It's crazy. Twitter's no better. We've looked at how these social media engines will censor hashtags or different ways that we try to get our information out. I feel like I'm part of some underground railroad system for black folks where I'm trying to, you know, whisper to people or give codes to or passing notes in prison or whatever. That's what it is. It's a veritable prison in terms of how they try to treat us. But here's the good news, everybody. Even with everything that they do against us, think about what's going on with Google. They run the worst ads on our websites. They're trying to shut us down in terms of our ability to earn income by passing out good quality information. And I'm going to talk about that quite a bit today because there's a potential scandal brewing with reporters on the left. But with all that they do to conspire against us, think about this. We still win. Donald Trump went to Japan and Abe, Their prime minister, said, "We have never enjoyed such a close relationship. I've been in contact with this man on multiple occasions. And I tell you, every time I talk to him, I feel as if we get closer and closer and more bonded." And effectively said, "I've never had this feeling as prime minister." Meaning, he doesn't have that feeling with Barack Obama. And who would, let me tell you something. The sad part about Barack Obama was when he did foreign policy, he did it in such a way that it was about him. It was all about, how do I look? It wasn't about, how do we mutually work together for our benefit? I was talking to somebody about their resume, doing a job, asked for my input. Says, "Kevin, what do HR people look for in a, you know, when you put that piece that says, here's what I bring to the party?" And I said, "Let me give you the best advice I can give you. If you're going to apply for a job, go to the company's mission statement. Find out what it is they want. Map what it is that you're good at to what they want. If they say, our mission is to help the community, then you say, the abilities that I will bring to your organization will help you further your mission of helping the community. Here are some of the things I've been able to accomplish in the community, and I would hope that my abilities will be able to help you move this even further," whatever. But you get what I'm saying? But you know what most people do when they write their description? You know, I forget what it's called, but that area where you write what you're going to bring to the party, my skill set. You know, what do you want from this company or whatever it is? It's like, "I will bring to you my analytical skills. I will bring my degrees and my diplomas and all my good things and all the pretty, pretty words people say about me. And I'm going to bring all that." Well, good for you. You know, "I've been able to do all these great things in my job that has nothing to do with your mission." Nothing. Now, you may think, "Well, Kevin, I was a good accountant. I'm bringing my accounting skills." Well, great. That's what they want. They only want you monolithically to do accounting. They want people that fit their culture. We talk about this. And you know what's funny? When you look at capitalism and you look at careers and you look at jobs and what people want at these jobs, it's no different than America. We talked, when I used to be in management consulting, we would talk about corporate culture all the time. The corporate culture of GM is different than the corporate culture of Caterpillar. You can't bring one and think it's going to work with the other. The other thing about corporate culture is it has to be based on a set of core values. Oh, yeah. I'm starting to talk Tea Party now, Tea Party Community. Go check out teapartycommunity.com. Core values. I'll give you an example. If you don't care about your product, you like, the customer does not matter. We make a crappy product. Our job is to sell the product. It goes out the door. It doesn't come back. Believe it or not, there are corporations that run like that. They don't last very long. They don't usually get very big. But we make junk now. In the old days, think about it. If you ever watched a show called American Pickers, you know why stuff lasts? Why you can go to a junkyard and you can find a toaster that's 130 years old or whatever, whenever they started making them. You can find an old motorbike that's 100 years old or 150 years old. You can find an old skateboard or a scooter or a wagon. Have you seen the wagons of today? They're like a nylon, and you pull them. They got little plastic wheels. You pull them. They're nylon fabric. How are they going to stand the test of time? Just ask yourself that. The short answer is they're not. They're made to be throwaways. That's the culture we live in now. Is it's a throwaway. That nobody worries about the core values that say, what am I leaving behind? What is the legacy? Now, part of that is we didn't want, you know, there came a time where people said, look, we make products too good, and therefore, you want a person to replace their toaster every 3 years or every 2 years, their microwave every year or two. How often are you tempted to go, God, I just bought this TV. I got to replace it. How often do you replace your computer? If you keep a computer for 5 years, you are in the minority. What about your cell phone? How often is that being replaced? All the time, right? Your operating system. They could have quit messing around with operating systems years ago. They don't want to because they get that recurring money. And that's the way the system works these days. Recurring money. Money for nothing. So, look, lots to discuss in this realm, but all I'm getting at with all of these different things is that culture has changed. But if you look at what companies stand the test of time, it's the ones that cater to that culture that says we will respect our people, we will respect the people that we service, and we'll have an underlying thing that says we will, you know, that our product has to mean something. It has to do something. It has to last. It has to give a person a good feeling. Those are the brands that you remember, the ones that last. So anyway, I see the conservatives as that. We have a conservative brand that will last. It will stand the test of time. Anyway, I got a ton to try to get in here, but I want you to feel good, folks. We're winning every single day, little by little. And I'm going to share it with you today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Democrats are reeling, running around like sprayed roaches. Welcome to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Oh, my goodness. The Democrats know they've been caught. Things that are coming up are really getting eerie in some ways, and we'll talk about it in a second. But Democrats have to feel like, honestly, a McDonald's worker who got caught ordering, you know, Papa John's pizza. Just have him send it to work for his lunch. He's out the back door paying the dude in cash, you know. Oh, man, eating out by the dumpster, hiding behind it. His boss comes out, Fred, what are you doing behind that dumpster? Nothing, boss. Is that a Papa John's box over there? Hey, Papa John's had a problem with the NFL. They were saying, look, you guys, we're not making any money. We got to look at the bottom line here. And then, of course, all rightfully, their competition comes out and goes, oh, we're doing fine with the NFL. I don't think they were, but it's a smart move to say, yeah, well, they're suffering, but we're not. We make good pizza. So it was a bad move in that respect. But it was a good move by Papa John because it validated what we know about the NFL, which is they got no seats. They got no butts in the seats. talked the other day about it. I'm not going to belabor the point, not anymore this week. But come Thursday night, we'll let you know again. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen Thursday night. The numbers are going to go down. Football gets so easy not to watch, little by little. It's like, you know, breaking up with a girlfriend. Eventually, you don't think about her anymore. Or boyfriend, for my females in the audience. Eventually, when you break up, it's like, I'm done. You know, and yeah, there are a couple things that'll jog your memory every now and then, but pretty soon you're going, nope, that's it. I'm done. Woohoo. Wipe your hands of it. So, you know, the NFL, that's what their fate is going to be. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about these Democrats reeling. You know, like the Pepsi guy getting caught drinking Coke, snagged. You know, where's the Russia story? A yawn, right? It's a yawn now. It's like, oh, Russia. The story that was supposed to impeach Donald Trump is a nothing burger. And the Dems want no discussion of impeaching Trump. Have you heard that story? Nancy Pelosi has essentially said to Maxine Waters, they can't control them crazy Negroes at the Congressional Black Caucus, but Nancy Pelosi has put the word out to say, look, y'all need to stop talking about impeaching Trump. It isn't because she's a fan of Trump. What Nancy Pelosi is doing is she's trying to figure out how to maintain her power. She got a little power back when Donald Trump took over. Remember, it was less than 3-6 months ago. They wanted Pelosi's head on a platter. They were going to go straight up jihad over her. But now they're kind of backing off. Why? Because there's so many other controversies. Think about how bad it must be that you still want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer leading your party. I mean, think about Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile's book, which, as I said, Donna Brazile's book revealed a lot of things. One, it revealed the crooked nature of the DNC and the collusion between the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. It revealed the second thing, which I think was bigger, and that is that Barack Obama left the DNC broke. See, if you think about that particular point, it unravels all the things they're telling you about themselves. Obama's popular, Hillary's the best thing since sliced bread, blah, blah, blah. So, for the most part, the Democrats understand that the wheels are coming off the wagon. But then Brazil revealed one other thing that is kind of gone a little bit unnoticed, where she dedicated her book to Seth Rich. She called him a patriot. This is a kid who died under some very strange circumstances. And most of us really believe, and I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory, that the Democrats, likely the Clintons, had Seth Rich killed. Now, I know it sounds, you know, when you start talking about people getting killed in politics and all that, it takes on this ominous thing and everybody wants to start looking at you like you're Alex Jones. Look, people, do you think that House of Cards is a joke? Do you think that, I don't know if you watch the show, but if you watch political shows, when you see people, the FBI, the CIA, or somebody going after somebody, it's just usually CIA types. If you see people going after them, do you think that they made this up, that it's Hollywood, you know, taking liberties? People get killed in politics. Wrong place, wrong time. Know too much. Suspected of knowing too much. This is not, when I tell you politics is a blood sport, I think people see it as, you know, like a saying. You know, like, politics is a blood sport. Politics makes the UFC look like a rabbit fight. Politics is the most dangerous thing in the world, people. We downplay it. We want to think of the good nature of man. When people tell you, I'm afraid for my life, they're afraid for their lives. There are people, you should go study the deaths with the Clintons, and particularly when they were governor. I say they because it's they. Told you guys I had to land emergency in the, not me, but the plane, whole plane landed as an emergency in Little Rock, Arkansas. They call it the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport. Not Bill Clinton. Not the presidential airport of Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton. No, both Bill and Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to make you a bet that within a year, Little Rock, Arkansas, is renaming their airport. But here's my point. There's a guy who worked for the Clintons, and something happened. I remember in one of the stories we read when there was 47 deaths leading up to the Clintons. It's much more now. But he made the comment, something happened, and his declaration to staffers was, I'm dead. And you know what? He mysteriously died. I'm not laughing at the death. I'm laughing at the guy going, it would be like, you know that Bill Clinton had an affair, but you're the only one. You and maybe a Secret Service guy knows. And so suddenly it comes up and they start sniffing around, and you find out that some operative is looking for opposition research on Bill Clinton, and you say to yourself, uh-oh, I'm dead, because I'm one of the people who knows. And the Clintons leave no prisoners. They leave no, what do they call them, loose ends. Thank you. Loose ends. They don't leave any loose ends. So you know you're dead. Go read some of the stories of the people associated with the Clintons and the way they died. And look, I get it. There's no 100% proof, but like I said on TV, and I've used this saying quite a bit, if there's one buzzard circling, something might be dead. If there's dozens of buzzards circling, something's dead. And that is exactly what you find with the Clintons. Tax plans underway, folks. Now the negotiation begins, and let me tell you something. President Trump is a winner. He's going to get his tax plan, and it most likely is going to help you. Most likely. If you don't live in a state where they have a state tax, it's definitely going to help you because you're probably middle class. Got that and tons of other stuff to talk about. So glad you're here on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is why it's relevant. It's not just relevant how much money people got paid for a speech. I mean, she talked for free for the last 30 years and very few people were listening. To think she made millions of dollars in those speeches is pretty remarkable. But it's relevant because of what you just said. It's worth a look because of uranium rights. It's worth a look because she was at the State Department when, as The Hill reported a couple weeks ago, Sean, you've been covering nightly, people were trying to get in, Russian interests were trying to get influence within the Obama administration, and she was there at Foggy Bottom at the State Department. Her husband got the speaking fees. If Melania Trump had given a speech for $500,000 in Russia, it'd be plastered everywhere. So you know it's relevant. You know there's just a triple standard going on here. And I saw by one account, there were 50 times the coverage of the the Trump campaign and Russia than there was of the Clinton campaign in Russia. And people still give the nauseating excuse, Sean, is because he won and she lost. That is not what's relevant here. The other thing I would just point out,
Hillary,
for you.
Yes. She stole the primary.
Yeah, but she lost primary. Anyway. Our grandmothers were right. Cheaters never prosper.
Well, she stole it from Bernie.
She stole it from
if
Bernie.
If I was
and
a communist socialist like him.
That was Kellyanne Conway. What a nice lady. So just direct it to the part, you know, right there. Bada bing, bada boom. There it is. But, you know, I got the impression she was saying something along the lines of, you know, let's just move along or whatever. But there's more to this, folks. There's more to this. See, the infighting that's happening with the Democrats is what they constantly accuse us of. Now, is there infighting in the Republicans? Absolutely there is, because most of the Republicans that represent us are rhinos who are in cahoots with the Democrats. They are swamp rats, bottom feeders that once the swamp gets drained, we'll see all the sucker fish that live at the bottom, you know, that are, you know, eating the excrement of all the other fish that swim and that was swimming in the swamp. But here's where we are. Here's what I want to do right now. I'll get that clip for Schumer ready for me. So Chuck Schumer is being interviewed by a lady, some leftist play. I don't know who it is, but it's CNN or somebody. And he's asked, what do you think about Donna Brazile's statement? And he says, you know, I pretty much leave the DNC alone. You know, we run separate. I like Tom Perez. And as you listen to this, he catches him. He effectively tells a lie because he pretends that, you know, look, I don't need the DNC. Why would I be messing with those guys? Well, he messes with those guys because they help fund his campaign. Or they help fund the campaigns of the people that he says, fund this campaign. That's how it works. Schumer can't act like he hasn't been a power broker for years. He's worked to get to the level of power that he is, and he doesn't want to give it up. But at the very end is when this clip will get you. How ominous it sounds. So here it is.
Elizabeth Warren said earlier today that based on new reporting from Donna Brazile in a book that the 2016 primary was rigged. Do you agree?
I haven't read her book. I don't know the details, so I'm not going to make a judgment on that.
Do you have any concerns about the DNC's involvement in the primary in 2016?
You know, again, I didn't follow it. I'd like to see what Donna Brazile has to say. I will read it, but...
Bernie Sanders has never complained about this to you before?
Oh, he's complained all the time.
Do you agree with him? Do you think his complaints are legitimate?
I've never mixed in much with the DNC when I was senator. Even now as leader, I like Tom Perez, and we work together, but he does his thing, I do my thing.
Okay, I'm going to put you down as a non-answer on that question.
Oh, really?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Chuck Schumer. I don't know who the interviewer was. Lady. And Chuck Schumer admits, I'm not going to give you an answer. Are you kidding? You want me to spill milk? Offer up dirty laundry on the Democrats? Give the Republicans ammunition that they're obviously going to use in a time when we need to negotiate for what we're trying to get? By the way, they're not trying to get anything for people. This tax bill is a slap in the face of the American people, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you could write the script. Do you really need to go to the Democrats on anything that Donald Trump does other than to say they hate it? That's the answer. You could take whatever Donald Trump has done, give it to Barack Obama, and suddenly the Democrats would be all for it. In fact, they'd be fighting for it. But you put Trump's name on it, they're philosophically opposed. And they call this, you know, politics in Washington. Are you kidding? Look, don't misunderstand me. I expect people to disagree. But to the level that they disagree, but let me tell you, folks, when you talk to these folks, Marie Scharf or Harf or whatever her name is, Barf, when you talk to people like her and other leftists that I've met, when I'm up in New York, when I'm in D.C., people, you guys ask me all the time, Kevin, do they really believe it? And there are a couple of instances where I tell you, no, they don't. But in the majority of the instances, they believe it. They are the easiest triggered people. They have no sense of humor. They are so ideologically, to describe them is very difficult because you're a normal human being. If we're joking, you know, and I say something like, hey, buddy, you know, hey, like I said the other day about something like, you know, if Barack Obama wore panties, they would tell men it would make you more manly to wear panties or something like that. Maybe I said it today. I don't know. But if a leftist heard me say that, they would be triggered in so many ways. What are you saying, Kevin, that men can't wear panties? Or why'd you pick panties? Are you trying to say something about women? They would go on and on. Are you trying to make the man gay? What, do you have something, a problem with gay people? They are going to find something wrong in everything that you say. And that's why, I don't know if you guys caught it when I was on TV on Outnumbered with Marie Harf. I made the comment to her. She said something about Trump. Well, he can blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, his story was unraveling about Russia. And I said, that's nonsense. I said, if there's anything unraveling, it's Hillary's skirt. Meaning that she's the one that's, you know, the emperor will soon have no clothes. That was what was going through my head. And she goes, that's sexist. Immediately. And I went, no, it's not. And of course, Harris shut it off. But my comment was going to be, look, you can't have your cake and eat it too and be talking about sexism because what I said afterwards was what? Should I have said pantsuit? Which I thought was really funny. But, you know, what are you talking about? See, we give them too much credit. We give them an inch, they take a mile. This woman is a vile human being that doesn't even want to listen to reason. It's funny when I shut her up, when I say things like, you know, look, she asked me, what has Trump done? Well, what are you talking about? Okay, well, let's begin with Carrier. Then let's look at SoftBank. And I went through a whole litany of companies, and you know what she did? She sat there looking at me, and then she was like, oh, yeah, you don't even know. She's so busy not hearing anything positive about Trump. She's in this echo chamber of ignorance that when you finally start breaking down all these things, she's completely at a loss. And I talk about her often because
She's so such an idiot, but she was a member of our CIA. God, it's crazy. I don't even know where to go from here. But anyway, here's what I want to tell you about Chuck Schumer. He says he didn't follow the DNC in 2016. Are you kidding me? The President of the United States was in play, and he wants to pretend that he didn't know anything about what the DNC was up to. And I don't know, you know, the difference, the lines of demarcation, and if he was on the inside. But it's kind of like everybody saying, I didn't know Weinstein was doing it. Yeah, look, it is the same, you know, the same lies. That's what the left does. Now, I don't know if you know about the Weinstein situation. They're saying that there were people who were paid to give this information. And we'll get into that for the Democrats as well with things that we are hearing that they did. But then she asked him, did Bernie Sanders complain? Yeah, but Bernie always complains. So he dismisses it as if, yeah, it's no big deal. And then, but he goes on to say, and this is where he was in the lie, yeah, well, you know, Tom Perez, we work together, we do this. So you do work with the DNC. You pretty much intimated earlier that, no, I kind of know. I know who they are. I know the gigs. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm, you know, hanging out with them or anything. I mean, come on. And then finally, the most ominous part of that interview was where Chuck, she says, I'm just going to put that down as a non-answer. And Chuck's, you think? So in other words, he's telling you, I'm not going to answer this. This is a public servant to the people being asked, do you believe there was collusion in the DNC? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think the Republicans would have been a whole lot different. But I want to tell you something about you and me. This audience. See, that's the difference between us. That's the reason why we sent Donald Trump to drain the swamp. If Donald Trump's team had done things like that, if he found out that collusion was happening and Donald Trump got asked that, he would have said, yeah, I do believe the RNC colluded against so-and-so. I don't think it would have been even a question of do I admit that this happened. I mean, I'm not saying he's complicit, you know, and I'm just saying somebody ancillary to this should have no problem. If you're representing the American people, you should have no problem saying, you know what, I believe Donna Brazile. She's represented us very well, but what did Chuck do? He left that black chick flailing in the wind.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donna Brazile has refused witness protection. Oh, man. She doesn't know what to do these days. And I sort of feel sorry for her. And I'll tell you why. She is a woman who has dedicated herself to the Democratic Party. She reminds me of the former Barbara Jordan, just not nearly as smart as Barbara Jordan. But then how smart can anybody who's a Democrat be? The only thing I will say that Barbara Jordan, I can't even give her credit for that, because the party that was oppressing her was the party that she was for, even in the 60s. Now, Donna Brazile has had plenty of time to look at what's been going on. And again, I don't understand why people can vote Democrat. I just don't, especially black folks. But they do, and they do it in droves. But Donna Brazile does remind me in many ways of Barbara Jordan. They're sort of their presence, if you will, even though Jordan had a much more commanding presence. I remember my grandparents, if Barbara Jordan came on TV, it was be quiet, shut the heck up. But Donna Brazile, I tell you, she's, if you heard her comments, she said something like, you know, y'all can all go to H-E double crooked socks if you're expecting this or that. And she's changed so many times now, right? She's kind of gone back and forth on what her thoughts are around this thing. I mean, first of all, she comes out and she makes a statement about her book and says, you know, Hillary Clinton ripped off Bernie Sanders. And she's right. She caught heat. Everybody got mad at her. So then she blames Trump. She pulled a Weinstein. Donald Trump did it, and then also I'm going to go after the NRA. And then that didn't work. I believe, quite honestly, she was threatened. Then she came back, and maybe I can only believe somebody propped her up and said, look, Donna, you've gone down this path. There is no backing out. You got to go for it. I know it's a tough road to hoe. The left are not used to going their own on their own. They're not used to not having all the accolades come their way. They are not used to contrarian views. Donna has always towed the line, and now she wants to tell the truth, and they're mad at her. So she fired back, and the only thing I can think is some very rich person said to her, you keep fighting the fight, I got your back. So she's still fighting the fight. But she, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle of her revealing the crooked nature of the Democratic Party and DNC, and specifically the Clinton campaign. And when President Trump seized on these revelations, because they validated what he said all along about the Democratic machine, that's when things started going awry for Donna Brazile. Now, she had to know this was going to happen, right? This didn't sneak up on her. It's a book that's been out there. She let a couple of people read it, and they probably said, ooh, girl, you gonna catch a little heat for this. But you sell a lot of books. But you don't get rich in the book business. I mean, unless you are Stephen King or what's the chick that wrote Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling. It's not easy to, you know, to not at their level. If Donna wants to make a couple million dollars off her book, I don't know. What do you think her advance would be? I mean, you may not know. I'd be curious. We should probably Google it because I bet they know. But if it's a couple million dollars for her advance, I'd be shocked if it was more than that. But if it was a couple million dollars for her advance, then good for her. But that's not enough for D.C. people to live on. If Donna lowered her standard of living, she might. But you better know, some high-level phone calls came after Donna's revelation in this book. And I wouldn't be surprised if Barack Obama called her and they told her, look, you got to back off of this. You got to know, Donna, people have been killed for less. So when Donald Trump used her own words, they looked at that. I'm talking about the powers that be in the Democratic Party and said, you've allowed Donald Trump to use you. Now, what's funny about it is the left tells you who they are, right? They were telling Donna, you've allowed us to use you, but it's backfired. So now we are forced to throw you under the bus unless you do something. So then Brazil comes out and says, that was doggone Donald Trump misusing my words. And, you know, people are going, Donna, they're still there. It's the same words. You can't retract what you've written in a book. Now, leftists saw through this ruse. As I said, it was very Weinstein-esque for Donna to come back the next day and say, no, I didn't say that. And Donald Trump, he took my words out of context, and I'm going after Donald Trump. Good luck with that strategy. You know how many bodies lay in the wake of those who say, I'm going to get me Donald Trump? Ooh, and I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I've worked with business people who are as smart, if not smarter, than Trump. He doesn't have some Svengali-like spell over me. I'm just giving you the truth. Lesser people, or I should say, people that think that they can get over with Donald Trump because they feel that he's not intelligent or whatever, the freeway is lined with roadkill that looks like that. Brazil got caught red-handed. Telling people, you know, that the truth, and then backtracking, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, you know, when I think about what's going on with Donna Brazile, I remember that scene in Roots. It's iconic because Kunta Kinte is being harassed by one of the white masters, and they tell him, you know, they're going to give him a whipping. So they string him up and they start whipping him. You know, Kunta Kinte is played by LeVar Burton. Whipping, 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 whipping. What's your name, boy? What's your name? Kunta Kinte. Kunta Kinte. And then he gets whipped almost to death, and it finally cracked the whip. And next thing he says is, what's your name, boy? You know, he's telling him, your name is Toby. And then he finally says, Toby. And he goes, say it louder so everybody can hear you. Toby, my name is Toby. So he had broken him. That's essentially what happened here. Chuck Schumer was asked point blank, you know, what do you think about Donna Brazile? And Chuck Schumer declined to answer. You know why he did it? Because he knows Brazile is telling the truth. But he can't not protect that white woman elitist. I'm just telling you, Democrats need to recognize, you need to send this clip to every one of your Democratic friends, every one of your black Democrat friends particularly, and say, listen to what Kevin Jackson's telling you. They had an opportunity to fess up, to clean up their party. A black woman who loves the party, we're not talking a right-wing conspiracy, points out the inconsistencies. She says, number one, Hillary Clinton cheated. She was in collusion. And why was she in collusion? Because the black dude that we had before, he left us broke. And oh, by the way, the guy who whistleblowed on what was going on inside of a lot of this operation is dead. And Donna Brazile's like, what more am I going to find if I keep looking? So she's revealed what's happening inside of the DNC in her book called Hacked. And people are mad, and now she's an escaped slave, or, you know, she's a slave, and they're going to put her on the whipping post, and she's going to keep on getting whipped until she finally says, my name is Toby. That's the way I view this. Because, you know, you got to think about when she backtracked. Well, so she told her story. Trump took her story and made something out of it. She then jumps on Trump. Then, because of other people telling her to do it, then she caught so much flack for that, probably from black folks, going, man, that's cold what you did, Donna. You backtracking and all this, man. Whatever, I don't know what happened. And then so she comes back again, fired up. This time what it appears to be at the left. But I want to go back to this Seth Rich thing. She says this, she describes her mounting anxiety about Russia's theft of emails and other data from DNC servers, a slow process of discovering the full extent of the cyber attacks and the personal fallout. She likens the feeling to have rats in your basement. You take measures to get rid of them, but knowing they're there or have been there means you never feel truly at peace. She says that she's haunted by the still unsolved murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich and feared for her own life, shedding the blinds to her office and windows so snipers could not see her. This woman's scared. Scared of her own party. She says she wonders whether Russians had placed a listening device implant in the DNC executive suite. No, they didn't have to. They had Hillary Clinton. Anyway, she told the critics to go to H.E. Double Crooked Socks because I think she's feeling the pressure.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.